Hi, this is Zamos, the White Tigress, and I am recording in my living room, and tonight I have a live guest, one of the most impressive people I've ever had in my life, talented, skillful, and terribly handsome, is my son David, and he's going to talk about a number of things, and we'll be doing this in a series of recordings. I was talking to a few people on the net today, and they discovered that he knows some things about a number of items they'd like more information on. But to get started off, we're just going to ask David to tell us a little bit about himself, maybe a small bit about his life and how he got to where he is at the point today, because his journey actually didn't start taking off till just over a year ago. So, with that, I'm giving the microphone to my son.
Alright, yeah, my name's David, and hello to everyone on Above Top Secret. I guess I'll start out with a little bit about myself. My name's David. I grew up all over, I guess, North America, sort of. Maryland, Washington State, then in Canada for a little while. We moved dozens and dozens of times, and lived with dozens and dozens of people in my life. And so, you know, from that I've had to adjust over and over again to the different ways people live. And my art has only grew with that, and as well as my ideas. And, yeah, I've been drawn since I was in third grade. And, you know, that's kind of grown up with me in school. And, you know, I graduated from high school in 2003. And luckily got a job right away doing some illustration work for a company for their labels. And just kind of broadened my mind and, you know, my range of what I can actually create art-wise. And I really wasn't into anything spiritual back then. I kind of had the basis of, like, Christianity and science, but nothing of real interest to me. Back then it was just having fun, playing games and all that. And then from moving from the United States to Canada, I tried like marijuana or whatever, and you know this, like, yeah. When I was 16, 17, and I guess came right up to Canada on a Greyhound, got off the bus and realized that everyone was okay with it in Canada and not okay with it in the States, and I smoked it for years and got sick of it eventually. Yeah, just, you know, started getting into science. Yeah, I met a friend in school who was advanced placement, and he was an advanced placement student in everything. He was in English, math, chemistry, and I think he was in physics in high school, but especially in art, which I found kind of peculiar. You would find a person of such great intelligence being in an art class, and he was good. He wasn't like, you know, just a regular person that draws. He could actually create really good paintings, and even myself, I wasn't even a painter then. I only drew black and white on 8.5 by 11 paper. And I picked this kid's brain left and right. Like, I asked him every question in the book, everything I could think of science-wise, and I learned as much as I could about the physical universe from a scientist's point of view. And, you know, since then, I've just been researching, thinking in science and spirituality. I've been looking at all religions I can, and I'm not, like, hardcore scholar in it, any of it. Yeah, I listen to a lot of interviews, read books about spirituality, talk to people that are big into just all kinds of different areas, like spiritual conspiracy theories, religions, even ancient times like the Great Deluge that we all went through, or supposedly that keeps going through. And I like studying the end time ideas and prophecies, philosophies, and like the Mayans and Sumerians and that sort of thing.
Okay, so I was in the chat room today just when you came in, and a couple of the people wanted to know more information, because I had told them that you had experimented with DMT and salvia and a couple other things, and they were looking for more information on what kind of experience you had with those drugs, and I told them I would talk to you and post the information. It's in your hands from here on out.
Alrighty. I guess I've only tried a few drugs in my life, though. And yeah, supposedly, I guess they all start with marijuana. So I smoked marijuana for a while, tried mushrooms, LSD once, DMT, and salvia divinorum. And marijuana is one of those drugs that it really does screw with your mind to a great extent, and a lot of the chemicals within your brain. And I don't really think it's, you know, after looking at all the information, a lot of people like it, but I just really don't like what it does for you. But that's my own personal opinion. But mushrooms, I did find, like, really, really interesting. It was the first psychedelic I tried. It was, I tried one cap, and apparently it was really good stuff, because I went rollerblading for a while, came home, had a shower, and while I was in the shower, I remembered, wait a minute, you're not supposed to be in water, or around water, or anything when you're using mushrooms. So my skin started feeling weird, and I got out, and I went over to, you know, where my brother was and my friend, and they were playing video games, and I was sitting there, and I'm watching the TV, and I realized the popcorn on the floor is sitting there, and I lean more toward it, and it gets huge, like, bigger than normal, and I lean farther back, and it gets tiny, and I'm just start laughing my ass off, and I'm laughing like that for a good couple minutes, at least, and, I go to my computer to try and just see what else I can do, because it was getting kind of too much for me. And I was playing my game, and I even thought that was screwed up. I didn't understand what the heck was going on, because the walls were huge, letters massive, and I ended up just going to bed, and I realized you can't sleep while you're using mushrooms. But I'm sitting there in the dark in my room, and I'm looking outside, and there's a faint kind of glow of light out there, and I realize I can imagine anything I want, and I can hear anything I want. And so I close my eyes, and it's like this kaleidoscope of imagery just flooding in, and I'm hearing music because I'm asking for it, and I'll dream up characters that I could draw. They're there instantly. And so that, I mean, it's pretty mind-opening, but what it actually does to you, I don't think is actually that good. You know, a lot of people say, I guess it bleeds into your spine or something to that effect, but you know, I haven't done a lot of research on it. But I only did it the one time, so I'm not too worried myself. You know, the other drug that everyone talks about, and I didn't do it because of the hype. I did it because this one guy I knew, this botanist, and it was DMT, of course. But he extracted some from this root bark that it has. It's like has 75% DMT in it, or something like that. It's ridiculous. And if you can extract it, then you know it's as good as gold. But it's hard to do, and it requires a lot of chemicals and stuff. But he did give me some, and I did try it. And, you know, I have to say, I didn't get the full through-the-door aspect of it. I just got, like, the first effects. And I remember sitting on my couch, and it was just like there wasn't any windows in the room. It was just kind of, there's one light above me with a fan on it. And I'm sitting on my couch, and I'm looking at this pipe that I know I have to freebase out of, which I've never done. And so I do it. I freebased it, and you smoke it, and you have to toke it hard. And I was nervous, but still, you know, I was apprehensive about it, but still kind of excited to do it. And like, my mom's asking what freebasing is. Freebasing is basically you have a pipe, and you smoke it, and it's hard to say. I guess it's like glass pipe, and it smokes, and you boil it almost. You don't really smoke it directly with the flame on it. So I did that, and when it hit me, it didn't hit right away. It like came on slowly, and I know I didn't go through the door because I'm pretty sure I didn't do it right, which is, I think you're supposed to lie back, close your eyes, and just let it sink in. I did the opposite. I was like, I sat there, smoked it, and my eyes were wide open, and this light is above me. It's the only light in the room, and everything started to glow orange, and it got more orange and more orange, and I started daydreaming like instantly. I'd have like constant daydreams, and the minutes, like, it felt like 1 minute turned into like an hour in a sense. And I looked up at the light, and it's just glowing with like glory, it seemed like, and I for some reason started thinking of it as God, like this ultimate thing in front of me, and it really was a glorious experience. but it wasn't as hallucinogenic as some people might lead you to think. I think it's when you close your eyes and you drift into the deep, deep kind of dream state or conscious state. Conscious. Yeah, it only lasts about like 5 minutes or so. 10 minutes. Depends who you ask, I guess. For me, it didn't feel that long, 5 minutes. And the effects are like waking up from a dream. There's no hangover or anything. You don't feel any after effects. But it is. The whole experience for when I was sitting there and it got orange, it felt like what it would feel like, or what I would imagine it would be like, if you were sleeping, you woke up in the middle of REM sleep or something, and you were dreamwalking.
Daydreaming?
No, sleepwalking.
Sleepwalking.
That's what it would feel like, that sort of thing. And then the other two drugs I've tried that, you know, were really significant, and one of them still is, I tried LSD. I did it once, and I did a lot, to where I basically became God. And you really do understand so much after you've done it, like, or you seem to get a lot of insight and clarity, but it's also a very hard drug to do, I found. Like, mushrooms weren't that hard, but you still felt something. DMT was easy, like, it didn't feel it leave any after effects, and everything you got from DMT, like the dream basically you had, acts like a dream. If it's too heavy for you, you forget it, and it's hard to hold on to it, just like a dream, because DMT in itself is what your body produces in order for you to daydream and dream. It's the same chemical, which is why it's not that bad. But I don't know, it's still one of the most illegal substances you can get. And LSD I just found really hard, because you have to be up. I mean, you can't go to sleep. You're in a crazy psychedelic state for like 16 hours, and it doesn't go away. And you get to a point sometimes where you're in, you know, the most glorious moments of your life to the most agonizing, and it's just hard at some time to you know, do that. But the other one I like doing now is DMT, or sorry, salvia. And salvia is correlated a lot with DMT and its effects in a way, because it is like a dream state, and it doesn't leave you with anything afterward except feeling good. It actually makes you feel better, and it doesn't screw with your serotonin levels like all the other psychedelic drugs. It actually acts more like almost like antidepressant, I guess.
It's legal.
It's legal, yeah. It's legal in most places. It's only in a few states it's illegal, and that's mainly because most people don't feel the effects. They don't smoke it right. They don't eat it right. Whatever they do, they don't do it right. And so it just has this low classification because most people don't claim to have the effects or whatever. But it's easy. I mean, it's legal to grow, legal to give away, legal to sell. It doesn't matter, right? And I have a couple of plants at home, salvia plants. But before that, I ordered some salvia leaves, some dried ones. And you crush them up and you put them in a pipe. And they say to use a torch lighter because it has a certain amount of heat that it can provide. But I just found that to be kind of bunk. You can still get good effects with just a regular lighter. It doesn't seem to make that big a difference. It's just how much you actually get into your system that matters. And you can probably get more into your system with a better lighter, but I digress. The salvia experience, though, is like a dream. But it has this has different effects, I find. When you're alone, it's very different from when you're with someone. And when you're with someone, it's very different when the lights are on versus if you have like them off or a black light.